As we mentioned, we're going to discuss halachas in various different areas which are relevant for the upcoming days. We're going to talk about the halachas of building the sukkah, especially since some people actually will start building the sukkah soon. We'll start with the halachas of the walls and move to the halachas of the stach. That paralleling the halachas that you must, first point in halachas, that you must build the walls before you put up the stach. A person can't put up his stach first, puts some holes in the four corners, put up the stach, and then build the walls afterwards. The halachas that the walls have to be there first, and then you put the stach on top. The height of the walls have to be at least 10 tefachim, which since you're dealing with the question of a mitzvah deraisa, that would we have to be machmer, the larger shear, that's 40 inches. So the walls would have to be at least 40 inches tall to be considered valid walls. These walls have to be what's known as an halacha oimin beruach mitzuya, that they can still remain valid walls even in the average wind. That's defined by the place. So the halacha says if you'd be living in a very windy place, that would be defined what's the average wind in that place. If you're living in a place where the winds are not normally that intensive, so then your sukkah is kosher as long as your walls can withstand that. So even once in a while, a greater wind comes along, and it might affect the walls, but it doesn't affect the status of your sukkah in general. What's the definition of oimed baruch mitzuya? So what's the other option? It means it falls down. So your walls are so flimsy that the average wind will knock it down. That's one definition. It means as long as your walls still stay standing, you're fine. However, the Mishaburda does not learn like that. The Mishaburda stands that Oimed Baruch Mitzuya means that there's no movement. That there's no movement, and an average wind, there'd be no movement, then the walls are kosher. So this is very relevant to a person making sukkahs with canvas walls or some type of a wall made out of a material, out of textile material as opposed to wood or metal, that they make it with something of that type of a sort. It sometimes flaps in the wind and moves in the wind. So according to Mishaburda, that would not be kosher. If in an average wind, the walls would move and it would not be kosher. So the solution is to make the walls very tight. The first suggestion of a solution is to make the walls very, very tight. You pull them down very tightly and tie them down very tightly so that in an average wind, the walls will not move. Yes, they might move in a more intense wind, but if the average winds, say, somewhere between 5 and 10 miles an hour, that's probably 10 miles an hour is already considered an extra, not average wind. So the walls don't move, you're fine. That would be, at first glance, that would make sense. However, the smock says that you should not do that. You should not rely on that because we're afraid that the person will not realize one time that maybe that got untied and continue to sit in the sukkah, not being aware that his walls now are not kosher because now they do move in an average wind. So the smock says the person should not rely on tying, if the only way your sukkah is going to be kosher is by tying the walls tightly. He suggests that you should not do that. And this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that a person should not rely on that lechatchila as a way to make a sukkah. The other suggestion, which the Shulchan Aruch says, that what you can do is to create a wall which is made based on lavud. You could put sticks around the wall at intervals, which would, even though you're not making a full wall, but as long as there's not a gap of three tefachim between each one of these kadim, so it's considered halachically as if the wall is there. So you can do that either with vertical sticks or with horizontal strings. You would take five strings and put the first string within three tefachim of the ground. So how large is a tefach? So here we're bringing machmir the other way. The smallest shear of a tefach is 3 inches. So three tefachim is 9 inches. So you have to make it less than 9 inches. So you measure less than 9 inches above the ground and you put your first string. You measure from there less than 9 inches and you put your second string. You do that again. By the time you got to your fifth string, you've gotten to over 40 inches and you now have a wall, which halachically is considered a wall, even though all this is just five strings, because the gap between each one is less than the amount of love, and that would be a valid way to solve that problem. One more point for this morning. There's a halacha called Dofen Akuma, that the walls do not have to be immediately adjacent to the sukkah. Let's say I have an overhang over I'm putting my sukkah on my deck, and the roof goes out a little bit over the deck. So I'm not going to put the sukkah there, but I want to use the wall of the house. So I have the wall of the house, I have this overhang, and then I have the schach. So that's fine, as long as the gap between the wall and where your sukkah starts is less than 4 amos, 6 feet. It can't be airspace. You can't have airspace in between. Airspace is halacha is based on lavud again, which is less than 9 inches. But if it's long as there's an overhang, there's a roof which is extending out, So we look at that roof as it's considered an extension of the wall. As if the wall went up, then it bent, and now your wall is coming directly next to your schach through the halacha of Defen Akum, which is this is a halacha l'Moshe Mi Sinai, that this is acceptable for the purpose of a sukkah. Have a good morning.